I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Testing. Match my pitch.
No.
That was it.
Is that it?
Me.
Oh, whoa. I can't even do that.
Meet me here.
No, you know when you're younger
and they're like, can you see what I am doing? Meet me here. Here.
I am lost. So very, very lost.
I am tone deaf.
Very, very deaf.
Did you ever have your one Una in school, the singing teacher?
No.
She was legitimately tone deaf and she was singing Cheer Up Sleepy Jean, and she was like, Cheer Up Sleepy Jean.
Oh, I can still hear it now. Go on, it Una.
She was terrible.
Hello and welcome. It's House of Gossip. It's Clara Kavanagh. It's Sophie Lyons. We are here with your weekly dose of pop culture nourishment, all rolled up into a lovely little bow, all for you here this Tuesday. We've got a lot to get through. Sophie, how are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm really excited to talk about our topic.
I know, it was really hard when we like started chatting today not to talk about these topics.
I know.
We've kept a real tight lid on it and I'm very proud of us.
I got my hair done before this, so I said it a bit to the hairdresser because I needed to say it to someone.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I need to talk to somebody about this.
Wow.
Whoa. But before we get into the lady of the hour, so Sophie, what are you loving or hating from this week?
Mine are kind of like vanilla and boring. I have two that I like and I'm okay with being boring every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is I've started watching Broadchurch.
Oh, wasn't that like
10 years too late? Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Guilty. Party of one. What?
Guilty.
I started watching it. I think I'm on episode 5. It's Olivia Colman. It's literally from 2013, I think. So it's 11 years old. It's really good for anyone who needs something to watch. I think it kind of put her on the map in broader circles. Like, I know in theater and stuff, she was well known, but I think it was like one of her breakthrough things.
Yeah.
It's really good. Murder mystery. Highly recommend. And it's not too creepy. So if you're a scaredy cat like myself, you could watch it alone should you need to. The second thing I'm loving is Nando's Piri Piri Salt. You can buy it in Sainsbury's and I'm putting it on everything.
Wow, salt.
It's so much better than Cajun or paprika.
Oh.
It's their Piri Piri, like their own branded one.
Gorgeous.
Delish.
I've often seen that they do a load of like at-home recipes that just look gorgeous.
Yeah, they do all their sauces and stuff.
I think that Nando's, obviously it's like, sometimes has a bit of a bad name, but it's actually, there's one in Gatwick Airport and it's fucking delicious.
I only had my first Nando's last year.
Really?
Actually, it was October. I can tell you exactly what it was. It was October 2022.
And then my life changed for the better.
And I never understood it, but I actually think it's quite nice.
Then I started seeing life in colour. In Piri Piri.
And I started seeing life in this orange Piri Piri. Because I don't eat meat, but like I got the whatever it was, halloumi and mushroom and stuff. And it was really nice.
I've had that. It's gorge.
And I think it's a real all round hit with the lads.
It's kind of in that like Starbucks, every high street has a Nando's kind of thing.
Pop culture, absolutely.
So then it's a bit like, oh, it's kind of, they're kind of everywhere. But like, I don't know.
The
like
salt.
When me and Mick first started going out, he was like, oh, Nando's, like, spare me. And then it was like, if I was ever going to break up with you, I would take you to a Nando's and just be able to walk out. So we have a joke about Nando's being like a breakup place. And then
imagine you walking in, realizing he's taking you into a Nando's.
I don't want to go in. And then we were really hungry in the airport, and the queue for like Wagamamas and all the Wetherspoons and all that were too long.
Barf.
It was like, oh my God. I was like, are you just tricking me to take me to Nando's to break up?
Anyway, before a train.
Before a plane ride. Yeah. And then, oh, I said, like, we were like, oh my God, this is delicious.
It's especially like, okay. When you're hungry, it's comfort food in the right way.
And it feels a little bit healthy, like it doesn't feel greasy.
And if you like your free pop,
hard to beat,
you can get it at Nando's.
Hashtag not an ad. But I must get their salt though, that's good to know.
It's delicious. Sorry about those boring ones, but it's been one of those weeks, Gather, you know.
But that's what life's all about. The highs, the lows, the peaks, the drops, and plus February.
Feb, let me know what your Shadorja test is this Feb day. Sorry, it's not Feb anymore. It's March.
I have a Shadorja and Shadorja test. So last Friday was Mick's birthday. I was organising a surprise party for him. And I suppose it's a Shadorja and Shadorja test because I was Shadorja testing it the whole week up because organising a party behind somebody's back is so difficult. And it's just like, you know, there's so many moving parts and you're trying to make it all work. And then I was being really sketchy. I thought he was mad at me or thought that I was mad at him. But my favourite part of it was like Mick has real like no sense of direction. Like he'll get lost quite easily. It's just he has no sense. Like his orientation is usually off kilter. He's like, oh, I know where I am and be in the wrong place. And I had to waste some time. So I was like, why don't we just walk there? And then we were walking and then I just took him like slightly off the main road in Peckham and like totally set him off balance. And we were like striding up to the pub that we've been to like 1,000 times. And he was like, oh my God, I've always wanted to try this pub. I was like, oh, me too.
Cool.
We've been here. It's basically our local.
Was he surprised?
And then like he got him in the door and he was like, let's go to the bar. And I like shoved him in the back and then he went up to he was shown to his friends and he was so surprised, he had no clue.
That's so nice.
It was very good. So then it was like the payout was worth it and I like dove into a pint of Guinness and I was like, fine.
Very stressful. I imagine similar to kind of organizing a hen. That's a lovely Shador.
It was, yeah. So I just can't remember. I don't think I've organized a surprise party in a while, so it was kind of like the whole day it's like I felt like I couldn't really like
exhale,
you know, when you're exhale.
Did you get really drunk? I always feel like those high stress situations, you get drunker easier after.
Defo, there was a glass of Prosecco that came round. The it was the Montpellier in Peckham. They gave us a free the Montpellier in Peckham, and they gave us a free bottle of rosé from the boss. And I was like, great.
I'd expect nothing less.
And that sent me.
Yeah, because when the stress dies down, that's why I imagine the adrenaline of one's wedding.
I know.
You'd have a sip and be.
Yeah.
Balubas.
I know. I actually don't think I'll drink on the day.
I don't think I would either.
I don't think
I would. Like, I'd say your senses are so overwhelmed that you don't even need one.
I'd say you just float on a cloud. Like, most brides, or like all brides that I've seen at weddings, are just floating on a cloud. So, like, I just don't think you need it.
It's overstimulation station.
Yeah, sensory overload.
That's a great Shador. Well done, Gaza.
Right, let's go. Showdown of the century. So Jennifer Lopez is just having an artistic idea and she has defied all the odds and all...
Is she defying odds at this...
As in... Divine the odds of self-belief.
Let's also just preface, right? Before we watched this, we watched it separately. I haven't told you my thoughts, vice versa. Going into it, what are your staple thoughts on her?
Right. So, firstly, actually, sorry, to preface. We're talking about this documentary sidecar called The Greatest Love Story Never Told.
It's very told now.
Yeah, very told, which is kind of the explainer documentary to Jennifer Lopez's musical
movie.
Album, movie.
Visual experience.
This is me now. This is me then. I can't remember.
This is me now.
Which one nice thing I did enjoy was when she did This Is Me Then, that was when she was with Ben Affleck. So this is kind of a full circle moment.
I agree.
Did enjoy that. But sorry, going into it, sure, I'd seen the trailer of this movie. Was it, did they release it like the end of last year, early Jan? And my oh my, did it look like a car crash of, it, like a fever dream.
The movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we did a previous episode of like the reason J-Lo exists is to piss off Mariah Carey. And I feel like J-Lo lacks, as an artist, I think lacks a lot of substance because she seems to have been created in not a very authentic way. She seems like it's just a dancer who became a singer and actress and is constantly trying to like prove herself.
Absolutely.
What I find annoying about J-Lo is she's never telling you the truth. And even after this 90-minute documentary, I'm still none the wiser. Like, she talks around a lot of issues but never actually tells you like what's going on. The thing is called The Greatest Love Story Never Told, but she's constantly telling you, so what are you talking about? And then the whole time she's like about Ben Affleck, this isn't about you. What? So what's it, the whole thing is like she's saying one thing but doing another. There's no clarity. There's no thought through. It's like she's trying to explain a dream.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
Of her as a person before I watched it?
Yes.
This documentary I thought was very illuminating for me. The halftime documentary she did, I think that was like maybe 2 years ago. That was the one about the Super Bowl. I, like, from memory, I thought she was amazing. And I was like, oh, she's so driven and determined. And she's saying she should have this spotlight by herself. She shouldn't be sharing it with Shakira, etc. You can tell she puts 1,000% into it. And then, I don't know, I think I always liked her when she was like Jenny from the Block anyway.
Yeah.
You know, she's quite camp, which I, you know, connect with.
And she leans into the J-Lo like persona, which is good. It was fun.
Yeah. I wouldn't be like, I die for J-Lo, but I think she's great.
Mm-hmm.
This movie I thought was way too much. Sorry, the documentary about the movie. You know when they're like, oh, a peek behind the curtain. This was like pulling back the curtains, opening up the window, jumping out the window. Like, it was just too much. And can we just point out that this is a documentary about a musical movie? It's not about a big piece of history.
Mm-mm.
It's not about something really significant. Like, it's a piece of art. It's great as it is. And I just thought the sincerity at which she's leading it as a project, I have a real real difficult time when I'm talking to people in real life and they're telling me about something and I, or about, you know, something in their job or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, but we're not doctors, like, do you know?
Yeah, you're not saving lives.
And I've said it a few times. I said it to my manager once and she didn't appreciate it. I was just like, oh, sure, you know, we're not frontline workers, are we? She didn't like it.
Oh.
And I just think this was extremely, the sincerity at which she was doing this movie, like, have a bit of fun. The fun, there was no fun.
No. And like, high stress and everything was like, you know, 2 weeks too late or...
Yeah, give yourself more time. What was with the rush timing?
Yeah, and it was like, we're on a deadline here. It was
for
like...
For who? You haven't even sold it.
Sorry.
Self-financed point of view.
But she paid $20 million. So nobody would finance it.
But sorry, you remember in the middle, someone puts an offer on the table and then takes it away.
Yes. And then she's like, okay, fine. Because it was $30 million. And then she was like, fine, I'll put $20 million down and finance it myself. So then her yes men beside her, her like manager and her publicist,
Benny Medina,
are then all like basically the guardians of the bank account and going like, and fighting with the directors and going like, you can't spend this, you can't spend that.
Yeah, poor Al.
David Myers, he was like,
love him.
The most, so David Myers is an old like 90s and noughties music video director. If you've ever seen Making the Video, you will have seen David Myers. He's done like Missy Elliott,
TLC, No Doubt.
Oh, and load of the J-Lo ones. Like, he was any of the iconic noughties.
I'm real. Mm.
And, like, I don't know. She seemed to have brought him back, but I don't know how much input he actually had, because she seems to have been pulling every single one of the strings. Like, this wasn't his concept. I think she just brought him back to be 20
20 years later.
J-Lo and David Myers back together, throwback. Like, I think she's really leaning into this, like, you know, getting back with Ben is a throwback, nostalgia, get David Myers. But, like, he didn't seem like he had, like, any control or any input.
The micromanaging going on.
And, like, whenever they're talking about budgets, she's like, you're not working hard enough. Like, she's not being mean. I don't mean to make it sound like she's being mean, but, like, she's a tough woman to work with. And, like, there's one scene where she wants David... How do you say his second name? Who? Hugh? No, she wanted Derek Ho, the guy from...
Derek Hough. Oh my God, sorry. That bit shouldn't have been let in purely for the fact it made her look really bad.
So, yeah, so she's on the phone to her manager or whoever, the publicist woman, and she's like, oh, we want...
I want Derek, yeah.
I want him. It's like, well, he can't come, he's at a wedding.
Like a personal wedding, like his friend's wedding.
Yeah, he can't miss it. And she just, like, doesn't accept him. She's like, call him. And then they...
I want you to call him.
And then they get him. So it's like either they moved things around and got him, or she forced him to miss. Like, I think he was a groomsman in a wedding.
And I wanted it to be noticed when he was on set that day, being like, David missed his wedding. Or Derek missed his wedding.
Oh, sorry. It did not make her look good.
No, I'm really shocked. She kind of... As in, it wasn't like a... What's that phrase? Not flaws and all.
Warts and all.
Warts and all. It was beyond warts and all.
But in her mind, she thinks that she's like, these are the sacrifices I'm making to make this body of work. Doesn't Ben Affleck say, like, self-funding a project is like the worst mistake you can make in Hollywood? But she still goes ahead with it.
Because I'm assuming it almost devalues your work.
Exactly. But then by doing that as well. So it devalues your work. And then... you surround yourself then with yes men, and like all the people are challenging her, like the amount of times Jane Fonda is like
obsessed with Jane Fonda.
Yeah, oh my God, iconic. But she's like, your love should kind of like speak for itself.
She was Jane Fonda, I feel like, was the voice of the viewer being like, we get that you're happy and, you know, you're back together and you're in love, but you don't need to flaunt it. Like, we get it.
Yeah.
And then she goes, anytime I see photos of you for paparazzi, you're just kissing and hugging. And it's like, that's not real life. And then Jennifer Lopez is like, well, that is our reality. That's just not true. Like,
it's you can just see the cameras and like play up to it. But it's like, you should, I don't think you need to make your love itself should prove it. It doesn't mean you have to like prove it by this $20 million film.
It's just no sense of privacy either. Like,
no, and it sets such a crazy expectation for their relationship. Like, if they break up, it's like, what?
Did you see the bit where she called him Papi?
That didn't feel natural at all. Yeah.
She's like, Papi. And I was like, oh, Jesus, don't be calling Ben off like Papi.
No, it was just, the whole thing is like fairly like narcissistic and
self-indulgent, tone deaf.
Very toned down. And it's like, it's just, I think, when it just proves that she doesn't have a good circle around her. And like, just going to the musical movie bit for a second, like the whole point of that is like, okay, you see her, there's a great explainer, actually, we'll link it in the show notes, from Rob Anderson, who does like a 1 minute recap of the film. It's so funny.
I love him.
He's so good. But like, I think J-Lo is just like, basically just learned what the word meta means. And then was like, oh, I'm just going to do something really artsy. And it's just a bit like, J-Lo is just such a great performer. Stick to like performing. Like, everybody loves watching you dance on stage. Your body is like fitter than a 20-year-old. Like, you are so glorious and amazing and good at what you do. And then, yes, she took a risk doing the musical movie. But like, it also like, whatever made it not making sense in any shape or form. Or like, it's basically just like when you wake up and you've had a really weird dream. But the whole thing is like, at the end of it, she's like, oh, it's really about like loving yourself. It's not about loving anyone. But then she's telling us that this is the love story between her and Ben Affleck. Like, it's so, the messaging is just so confusing. So like, no one can relate to it, because it's like, but wait, what are you talking about? Like, she like dances around the idea of like, oh, when you hit rock bottom, that's when you know, like, I'm not going to take this anymore. And she kind of alludes to the fact that in the musical that there was like physical abuse, but then like in the documentary she's like, oh, I was manhandled and like, but I couldn't leave. But it's like, but she's kind of telling us a little bit, but then it's so vague, you don't know what it is.
Yeah, so tell us or don't.
Tell us or don't. Like, no. Not that she owes us that, but it's also like, you're making it look as if you were like really abused and beaten up in the movie, but then you're saying, no, this movie isn't about me, it's just inspired by me. But then it's like, well, where can people like lock in and like relate to her in this? It's just so meta.
It's just so self-indulgent. And then he's talking and he's like, she kept this, he gave her a book.
Yes.
About their relationship. It's like this box book. And it has all their emails, letters, photos from 2001 to 2021 or whatever it is. It's 20-year span. And she keeps it in the studio for anyone to look at. And she has like tambourine players looking and percussionists having a look at her emails. And she's like, you know, I want them to see it. I want them to know what we're talking about. And then Ben Affleck is like, you didn't let anyone see that, did you? What?
It's so funny.
I would die if someone showed someone like my texts.
I know. And then they're down in the studio calling him Ben Affleck.
Yeah. And like, I know everyone has something to say about Ben Affleck, but I like Ben Affleck. And even if I didn't, he deserves his privacy of emails.
But and like most of the times where he's interviewed along that, he's like, we're very different people. Like, she's an artist. I like to be private. But like, I can't ask her to be private because she needs to. So it's like.
But did you hear the metaphor?
Okay, there's just so many red flags.
Did you hear the metaphor?
No.
He was like, you know, the social media thing, like, I'm not on it. And I kind of said to her, you know, when we were getting back together, like, I'm just not into that and I'd rather be kept off it. And he was like, and then I realized that was like saying to a sea captain, I don't like water.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What?
What?
Like, her social media is not her personal life. It's all commercial, like money-making. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, buy this, buy that, yeah. Give me your data.
There's nothing personal about it. So, like, that's the analogy. No.
No.
And then she's talking about her parents and, like, trauma and stuff.
But, like, she calls her mom a narcissist and then just leaves it.
Yeah.
Leaves it hanging there. And you're like, what? Well, do you want to go into that a bit more? Like, it's like just dancing around everything, but not really getting into it. But then she thinks, I've never seen somebody so moved by their own work.
By themselves.
She's brought to tears by like.
I know.
And like, there's a lot of like, I think, forced crying.
Also, yeah, it's just.
She knows how to well up.
There's one bit where she's rubbing her eyes and I was going to send it to you, but then I didn't want to ruin anything for you. There's one bit where she's rubbing her eyes, but like, you know, crying is insinuated, but I don't think she's crying.
No, no.
I think there's a good bit of acting going on there.
It's very hard to find the sincerity in there. And like, she comes out with these phrases that she thinks are like so profound. There's two that I had to write down. She's like, I need to make this project. Like, I need to make it. And like, I'm so driven, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, because people need to know that love exists. It's like,
all right.
What? All right. It's like, everybody knows that love exists. Like, we don't need to watch a 65-minute musical and like your hour and a half documentary.
Also, your relationship isn't going to highlight to us that love exists. That exists for you.
This is where it gets so muddy, because it's like, is she referring to the love between her and Ben, that it's like this big, like 20-year full circle moment? Or is it like the love herself? Because can we just hone in on the fact that this woman has not been single since the day she turned 16, okay? She has she's been with like, four husbands, 10 engagements. Her therapist said to her, like, and she says this in the film, can you even be alone? And this was like her aha moment and probably sparked off this.
Well, we've all thought it, what?
Oh, and then she goes, oh yeah, I can be alone till Christmas. It's like, what? She glorifies this whole relationship. So that's where it's like, I don't even think it's clear in her own head. Is this movie and this documentary about loving yourself or loving Ben Affleck? It's so hard to tell. And can we just go back to the nuts and bolts of history here? Ben and Jen broke up in 2001, 3 days before their wedding. 3 days after the day they were supposed to get married, she gets with Mark Anthony. That is 6 days. If the Ben Affleck relationship meant so much to you, why did you get another boyfriend in literally a wet week?
I didn't know that.
It is bizarre. Never is that mentioned. Then she breaks up with A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez. He cheats on her, didn't he? Remember like that huge...
Yeah, I think he does cheat on her.
Ice rink of a diamond he gave her. They broke up in 2021. Who does she get back with like a month later in 2021? Ben Affleck. So it's like...
It was fair. I was going to say, is it a month?
You've never been alone. How can you even get over or somebody if you're just constantly getting under other people? Like, it's just, she just like fills her time with relationships.
But I think that's fine. It's just the fact that this is being made into a movie.
Yeah.
As in like, do whatever you want in your personal time. Totally cool. But then you're telling us the story of it all and then being like, but you know, at the end of it, Ben and I are back together. So like, everything's great. Do you know what I mean? I don't.
But it's like, here's the happy ending. But then like, but what if they break up?
It also just feels like too soon. Like they only got married when?
2022.
And they got married very soon after their reconciliation.
They're only married 2 years, yeah.
The timing of it, I'm just, is bizarre to me.
It's just, it's too soon to tell. And just to read one of my other quotes, the truth is, I'm not the same person as I was 20 years ago.
I'm not the same person as I was last week. What?
You fucking hope you weren't the same person you were 20 years ago.
20 years ago? Like, what? Of course you're not.
And she's like...
Yeah, it's all... Like,
there you go, nugget of wisdom. It's like, what are you talking about? What are you doing?
And it's honestly, I'm just thinking now, like, I actually really like a few of her films. Majority of her films I really like. Oh, but this, the sort great. Of sincerity. Made Manhattan, totally. Wedding Planner, absolutely. Love it. Marry Me, I really enjoyed that. Yes. But I'm just like, the sincerity at which you're feeding this to me is devaluing what I think of you in a sphere, because you're feeding it to me as if it's really important, like Michelangelo work. And it's not Michelangelo. It's not the Sistine Chapel. No. It's not the Statue of David. Like, it's a movie music video. So like, let's just let it lie.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Stop telling us what you are and what's happening. Ben doesn't care.
No.
He comes across really well in it, I think. I think he's just like, yeah, let her at it.
Yeah, he's a confusing one as well, though, because it's like, okay, he's won loads of Oscars. He's done really well in Hollywood, but then he has a phoenix tattoo on his back. And then it's like, none of he doesn't really make much sense either. Like, sad Ben is like always trending on online and stuff. Yeah. And it's just funny, though, I think when the all the talking heads are just like all these, like, when Jennifer breathes, the world listens, and like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, she doesn't surround herself with enough people that are challenger.
Also, like, take a weekend off. I get a real sense of, you know, like Kim Kardashian in the last few series of Kardashian show. It's like the notion of like proving herself in every aspect is so prevalent and, you know, overworking, and that, like, it's the exact same thing.
Yeah,
there's no balance, and it's like, you've made so much money, like, where is this coming from? Like, I don't know if it's greed or like she thinks people don't take her serious enough for both of them. I don't understand it. Like, she's gotten everything now, and now I'm thinking, when she was like, I'm gonna get, you know, I've been nominated for an Oscar for Hustlers and stuff like that. But now I'm thinking out of being like, oh, should she have gotten an Oscar? Like, no, I don't think so. But
she was good in it, but I don't know if it was Oscar.
No, I know, but it's not like an Oscar movie. And I just feel like it's just kind of, I need this and I need that. And when I get that, and then she's just like, she doesn't go to Ben's premiere.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's been working so hard on it. And it's like, why didn't you go? Like,
yeah,
you could have taken a day off.
You're the bankroller here of this documentary. You're draining your own bank account with this ridiculously outlandish project. Like,
it's just very woe is me as well.
Yeah, and I think people do, like, look at the Kim thing as well. It's like, I need to be the GOAT. Like, I need to be the greatest of all time. Like, everyone, I think, is in, like, that Hollywood with that feverish work ethic is, like, wants to be, like, icon status.
But she is icon status.
Yeah, it is. And, like, I also don't know, like, obviously, Ben has his own shit going on, but, like, why doesn't he step in? Like, he obviously saw that and was like, yeah, you're doing it. Like, and in it, like, he's like, yeah, this is great. Like, people just don't understand it yet. But, like, the list of people who said no, who were unavailable, in inverted commas, is ridiculous. So many people were like, oh, not doing it.
I think, though, their relationship is just, like, now they, like, accept each other for who they are. Like, he knows that's who she is. And she knows he's kind of the cranky guy. You know the bit where they're like, will we get James Corden? Oh, for God's sake. The mud. There's a scene.
The mud should have gotten credit at the end. What the hell was that?
There's a scene, for anyone who hasn't listened or watched, there's a bit where they need mud made, or like something to mimic mud for a scene.
The only thing that wasn't CGI'd.
Yeah, and J-Lo has such opinions and like a really long decision making process on which kind of fake mud to use. And it's like, why don't you just hand a few of those tasks over to the professionals and, you know, maybe take the evening off, go to a premiere with your husband. I don't know. Control freak. I think she's done herself a disservice here, because it's just really, you know, she's just making it this movie into something that's groundbreaking when, you know, it's a nice piece of her performance piece, but making something seem more prominent than it is and more significant before it's even been released is just, she doesn't need to do it. It's sad. I'm like, you're so successful, you don't need to do this.
Yeah, it's like it's over egging it or something. And then like it shows how resilient she is, I suppose. And the fact that like even her yes men are saying no, or you can see that they're not like bought into it fully, but they're just kind of like, okay, give the emperor what she wants.
There's not enough prep work done. They rushed into pre-production, whereas the root and the core messaging and objective of this movie wasn't built out enough.
No,
there's like holes. It's very confusing.
No plot.
No, so they went into pre-production and people are a bit like,
What's this about?
Jane Fonda's like, oh no, like no.
And they're like booking the celebs like while they're recording or something. It seemed like people were just being thrown in.
Oh my God, like just spread it out.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to bring up, which I just sent you before the record, was she was on Jimmy Fallon.
Oh yeah.
Talking about the movie and the documentary about the movie.
Yeah.
Then she announces that she's going on tour with the new album.
Oh.
I hate that I've become upset by J-Lo.
Oh.
So if that's not enough, she also brings out the fact that the album actually has 6 covers. Not one, not two, but there's 6 different covers for people to collect. And then she also toasts it with a DeLola Spritz live on air, which is her new spritzes and cocktails beverage.
Oh, is that the non-alcoholic one?
No, it's alcoholic, but apparently she got backlash because people were like, I feel like J-Lo doesn't get drunk. And Jimmy Fallon is honestly, there's slobber on his desk. He's like, it's a masterpiece. Like, Sorry?
Oh, he's honestly the worst. All he does is like, exactly, slobber all over the guests he has.
Slobber. He's like a Doberman or a St. Bernard.
Yeah. He's really, how does he have any credibility? I just think he's the stupidest of all the late night hosts.
Something going on there also. But did you hear there was a really, there's, you know, like the Ellen DeGeneres toxic workplace thing. It was yes. leaked that something was going on his show.
Ooh.
Sort of a while ago.
That's weird. I just feel like he's so one note. Like even with the Justin Timberlake stuff, he was like slobbering all over him as well. And it was like, what are you?
Must be so tired slobbering all the time and dehydrating.
I know. I'll never forget this. When Trump was running in 2016, Jimmy Fallon had him on and was like, oh my God, Trump, you're amazing, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, you're so funny, ha, ha, ha. I was like, do you have a backbone?
Or any opinion?
No.
It's amazing. It's so great. What you're doing is amazing. It's amazing. Oh my God, yeah, I can't believe this. Wow. I can't believe it. Oh my God, I'm so glad you're here, buddy. Oh. Like, what?
But one thing I did, sorry, just jumping back to the J-Lo bit, it was when she's like talking to the celebs, like Jane Fonda or Kiki Palmer or any of them, and they're all in these like ridiculous costumes that look so stupid without the green screen or without any of the context.
Yeah.
And they're just in this like ridiculously like biblical looking costume and they're talking to her being like...
They're playing the zodiac signs.
Yeah. They're like, are you sure you want to do this? And like, they're like obviously being paid thousands.
Oh my God. Nuts.
Oh, that's so funny.
I do think... I would recommend people to watch it though.
But I just think it's weird that it's like basically a glorified making the video and it's like a 90 minute movie about a 60 minute musical. Like it's mad that it's that long. But yes, it's worth watch if you want to just kind of, it is a good peek behind the scenes of like how demand, because you do hear of celebs being like that. And I do admire her being that vulnerable and showing like more than warts and all. Like we basically whipped open the curtain and she's in the shower. Like, you know, it's like, very exposing.
And you know when she's trying on the dresses and she's like to Ben, like, oh, do I look fat?
Mm.
I was like, oh, that's a real fair play, J-Lo.
Yeah, and then she's like, oh, so the artist is going to be 28. And he's like, oh, you love setting them a bit younger, don't you? And
it's literally half.
And he's like, no, it's not me. It's not me. And they're like...
That's when she says Poppy.
Yes, yes. Poppy, it's not me.
You do get to see her without makeup a lot.
God, she is beautiful. Stunning. Absolutely. You forget she's like, what, 52?
Unbelievable.
She is like in and out of makeup, in whatever clothes.
Ooh.
She's mesmerizing. Like, I just stare at her and I go, you're a genetic freak of nature. She's so beautiful.
Her skin is beautiful.
Hashtag JLo beauty, hashtag JLo skin, hashtag.
Hashtag JLo glow.
So, okay, Jason Momoa said no, Jennifer Coolidge said no, Lizzo said no, Vanessa Hudgens said no, Snoop Dogg said no.
James Corden, didn't even know why he was in the convo.
And I think people are obviously like reading the script. Like, yes, they can just say they're unavailable, but like people are reading the script and they're obviously gone, no. Sorry, Taylor Swift said no.
I find it kind of odd that they all said no to J-Lo.
I'd say, but that's the thing. I'd say they read the script and were like, what the fuck is this?
But it's J-Lo.
Yeah, but then also similar to the... it's kind of a bit of a crowbar here, but like similar to the Celebrity Big Brother shit show of a lineup, you want to know the other people that are involved.
Yeah, it's the first person to say yes. They're taking the real jump.
Exactly. And if you hear of like, okay, no big names are attached... you're kind of going like, oh,
yeah.
Do I really want to go? And then when you hear the other people, no disrespect to the people who've been on it, but it seems like they were kind of added in late. So it's like, oh, okay, what is this? And then you read the script and you're like, I think J-Lo is just having a bit of an artistic expression and it's too much for me and I'm just going to be unavailable.
I think you're correct.
Thank you. But then right at the end they're like, somebody buys it, and she's like, it couldn't have gone better. She's on the phone to Dave Myers and he's like,
marketing.
Yeah. And then it's like, so obviously Amazon bought it, so I wonder how it works. Like, how much did they buy it for? Like, so she paid back the 20 million. I doubt they paid 20 million for it.
Would they not pay, or they pay a certain amount and then they get the dividends or whatever, the profits, and she'd get the profits as well?
I was having a good Google there and I couldn't find out how much Amazon paid. But like, I wonder how it works. But she's always going to be in the red because she's 20 million down.
Who does that? Who has like 20 million to kind of play with and then feels they need to use it to make something that
everyone's telling you is wrong?
Yeah, or just like maybe just take a breath and like go on holidays for a few weeks.
It's like a $20 million dream, quite literally.
Also kind of like a fuck you.
Yeah, like kind of respect, Jayla, respect.
Isn't it a bit kind of like F you, Queens, because I'm back with him now.
Yeah. And like F you, everyone who said no, it's on Amazon Prime now.
They bought it. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's quite something.
It's enlightening.
But I think like it's just funny because as well, like it's a lot to compare to, like say Taylor Swift, who's like, you know, her songs have loads of meaning and it's very like folky and relatable and like she's on this like world domination. And then like say with like Beyonce, what we spoke about the other week with like Act One, Act Two, Act Three, and it all has like some brainstorming went on and some planning and some like sequencing of events, kind of there's a narrative. This doesn't have a narrative. This is just like bleh.
Explosion.
And I think it's a good one to watch on like a Sunday as well, because like sometimes I find on a Sunday, and if maybe you're feeling a bit tender, it's kind of nice to kind of like scoff at the telly or like kind of be like, oh, what's going on here, because it makes you feel a bit better.
Yeah,
especially if you've had a bit of a big night,
more sane.
Yeah, big time. So I don't think I'd bother watching the musical thing because they refer to it so much.
No.
And I think it's just too confusing. But the documentary, defo.
Defo.
And I think she thinks she's in this like artistic, like enlightened moment where she's like, something struck me and I just have to go and I'm an artist and I have to pursue my dream. And it's like, look, we can all have good and bad ideas. Does this need to be pursued?
Also, I love when artists are kind of like, I just threw a load of baloney at the wall and whatever stuck we went with. Like, I like when people are like that. Or like, oh, I didn't realize it would be a hit.
And I feel like, do you know what this could be? You know the way like Mariah Carey's Glitter, Mariah would hate me for putting her in the same category as J-Lo. They end up becoming, or like, what's that one with Christina Aguilera?
Oh, Burlesque.
That they might, like, in a few years, it might end up becoming this, like, cult gay classic that people are like, it's so bad, it's good.
A retrospective, successful journey.
Yeah. Like, here's some kind of, like, meandering, confusing story about self-love or romantic love. We don't know.
Unappreciated in its own time, but she's appreciating it before time.
Yes, she's appreciating it before it's been
she's
made.
Anticipating it being appreciated in her own time.
I'm giving herself all that credit
before it's even made. There's something called quiet confidence.
She has buckets of it. Buckets. I think I've had my fill of J-Lo now.
Oh, I'm sure.
A good while.
I really enjoyed that in-depth analysis about a documentary, about a movie, about J-Lo's life.
About the delusion of Miss J-Lo. Yeah. Miss one, Jennifer Lopez.
To change tact, Clara, a recommendation. Do you have one for us?
I do. I don't believe we've ever recommended an article before.
Oh.
Put your glasses on, ladies, girlies, guys, because I have got an article just for you. It is from, link it in the show notes, it's from a website called The Fence, and it's called I Want to Live Like Normal People. And a roving reporter has interrogated the hottest rumor in showbiz and goes down and rolls up them sleeves and does on the field data. And it's all about the one and only Ireland's Paul Mescal and how he is a frequent customer of Islington's Old Queen's Head. And it goes into the rumor that's going on down there. Like when he was doing Streetcar Named Desire in the Almeida, I think he was living in Clapton and then he moved to Islington and the Old Queen's Head was like a firm favorite. And now he's there like all the time. And I remember seeing like a few TikToks of girls. Remember there was that thing trending for a while with like Paul Mescal running away from women and they take them for a walk in the park and then he just run away. So this goes into the behind the scenes. Like, she's like, what is this rumor about? And like, why is he always at this pub?
I'm obsessed with this reporter.
I know. So Lottie Brundle. It's her first assignment with the Fence magazine. And she goes, imagine this being your first, like, what a great job. Your first job is to drink a few rum and cokes, the old queen said. On the company's dime, or what, am I right? But like, she goes down to the Mescal's local jaunt where the word has started to spread, like, and loads of ladies are like, know that that's his like favorite haunt and want to like get with him, basically. Apparently he's like riding rings around himself. And she talks to girlies who like...
Ah, no, Clara, don't say that.
Oh, no, but he's like going there, like living his best life kind of thing. Maybe not, but like...
He loves Oaxaca as well. He ate Oaxaca every day for the play.
That's a great life.
I know.
So yeah, one of my favourite lines is, what was Paul Mescal's goal? To let loose and get loose with some of the lucky ladies of Islington.
And are there findings?
And from what I hear, the ladies of Islington have been flocking to meet him. So she goes, she talks to like managers, she talks to wait staff, she talks to girlies in the bathroom, and they kind of all give her tuppence. But the old queen's head is like loads of celebs go in there. Louis Tomlinson used to go there. Dr. Alex from Love Island.
I've been there a few times.
So have I. I've never seen any celebs.
I love the green tiling behind the bar.
Yeah, it's a great pub. Anyway, it's a great read if you're...
Oh my God, I'm so excited to read that. And an article nonetheless.
And I know, yeah. Gertie's, get your glasses on. It's just a funny read of like, you know, because you do hear of him a little bit, and it's just funny to... Someone's actually taken upon themselves to just go, hang on a minute, let me see what all the fuss is about.
What are your thoughts of him running away from girls?
So apparently he's like, in the article, they talk about him like running away from girls, but like he'd hook up with them and then go for a walk and then run away. I think that speaks to his youth. I don't like that it's become a bit of a pattern, but like it could just be a rumor, we don't know. But then someone was like, oh, he's grown up, and somebody saw him buying a girl at Gail's the next day. And I was like, oh, Paulie's not running away anymore. He's taking them to Gail's for a bit of brekkie. So I don't know. Maybe he's upgraded. Maybe he's trying to offset all the rumors. But I'd say he definitely did it.
He's such an angel in my eyes.
I love him. Love him. Love him.
Thank you so much for that reco, Gazzer.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for tuning in and listening to us chow down about J-Lo, who is mm-hmm. self-indulgent, but ultimately a queen. Should you have any feedback, opinions, or stuff that we missed, I'd love to know if we missed anything big, or if you know any other like big Easter eggs or anything like that we didn't see. So if you let us know, we'd love to hear from you. Instagram is probably the best. It's @Soph_Lyons, @ClassyCabana. Happy Tuesday. Hope you have a good day. Hope you have a good working week. It's going to be getting brighter and it's going to be getting sunnier now.
Ew.
And hopefully Ireland win the rugby.
Come on, Ireland.
Yes, Queen. Slay Ireland. Leinster. Leinster. See you now.
We're like.